No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap radio show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Woburn, Westboro, and Hyannis are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been recognized by Boston Magazine as one of their top wealth advisors, and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis. On today's show, we're going to discuss a really important topic, and that's the importance of having all of your financial professionals working together. We'll talk to attorney Keith McManus of McManus Estate Planning about the benefits of having your financial advisor, your CPA, and your estate planning attorney all working together on your behalf. Then we're going to give you the number one rule to retire and stay retired. No one ever wants to go back to work once they retire. And we're going to give you a secret that I think will help you get retired and, more importantly, stay retired. And in our weekly market report, Matthew Peck, our certified financial planner, will discuss a term or different terms that we hear a lot about, and that's the differences between active management versus passive management. So a lot of good topics today on today's show, and hopefully, as we do each and every week since we opened our doors in 2003, we really want to provide you with a lot of value that you can use, you can apply, and a lot of you we've helped out over the years, but hopefully this is good information that you can apply to your lives in your retirement. So good morning, afternoon, evening, Keith and Matt. How you doing?
We're doing great. My goodness, it's football season is upon us, I tell you that much. Man. And the fall is here, so get your apple picking ready and everything else. I mean, it's just once Labor Day passes, and I'm already seeing leaves turn and everything else. So yeah, get ready for fall.
Yeah, it's funny how fast it does go, because this past weekend we were picking out already our Halloween costumes for my two boys, and it's like, before you know it, blink of an eye, Halloween will be here, Thanksgiving, then we'll be celebrating the end of the year. It's crazy how fast time actually goes fast the summer went. It was amazing. Feel like it didn't even happen, really.
Just looking at my kids, like now 6 and 8, my 8-year-old running around playing football and all his gear, and it's like just amazing. It's like, how'd this happen?
Yeah,
just
right.
A baby.
These shoulder pads.
Shoulder pads. It's crazy. But it was fun. Last week I took one of my awesome clients, him and I became good friends over the last year or two, and we went golfing just for an outing, which obviously is not, that's the way I prove to my clients how much I really focus on them and not golf when I go on the golf course. And but we were playing, and we had so many good conversations, but after the fact he went to shut his trunk and forgot his keys that were in the trunk.
Oh.
So we called AAA. AAA came. We got some dinner in the at the place we were at. AAA came. We were in Lakeville, and he lived down the Cape. So they came, popped open his door, so he could get inside his car.
Yeah, pop his trunk. Yeah.
Then we realized the keys, the security on the keys, that you can't pop the trunk unless the doors are unlocked. So his keys are in his trunk.
Oh my goodness!
And he has a small. We finally got the smallest opening between the back seat and the trunk. It was like to put skis, like you can put skis through there.
Right.
And so him and I at 8 o'clock at night are like reaching in.
Oh.
He has like his half his legs out the door, full reaching as far as he can into his shoes. Like, I think I found some shoes, and I tried to do it.
Yeah,
like breaking my shoulder. I was like, I'm sorry, but I'm almost crying laughing. Just one of those experiences. Finally, I call my wife Kylie, and I'm like, Kylie, I think I'm bringing my client back to the Cape. We have to get his spare key. And all of a sudden, he got through.
Yeah,
he comes out with the keys in his hand. Oh. So it ended well, but it was just awesome. Just, we share a lot of stories. He's a big family guy. I'm a big family guy. And we just talked about a few years ago when he had decided to leave his other advisor and join SHP. It was a tough decision. And obviously, because this guy had done well by him, and he had been done well for many years, but he was missing that kind of full plan. He had he got investment planning, but there was no tracking on how from an income standpoint. There was no coordination, which I'll talk to Attorney McManus about in a few minutes, about how to work, make sure that, because with him, he works with us, but we work with the same estate. He uses our estate planning attorney, our mm-hmm. CPA, so we're all on the same page going forward. And one of the funny things I found, or one interesting things that I thought was kind of sad in a way, is this advisor who our client had supported for many years by being invested with him, and he had quite a bit of money with this guy. After all those years, he moved the money. His son called him, but he never called him himself. There was no, hey, thanks for all the years.
Yeah.
The advisor never called the client, which is kind of a weird, you have that relationship for all that time. You figure.
Yeah, you'd have to at least do a post-mortem,
thank you for your support.
But for the 20 years and so.
It made me realize, though, it's not, when we're working with clients, it's not about us. Obviously, people, when we, SHP Financial, we've had the radio show for a bunch of years. We've been on the news a million times. All these books we've written, it sounds like a lot of stuff, but when I think about it, it's not about us three. It's not about our company. It's really about you that are listening to this show right now and what your goals are. Because our job is to take everything that we've learned and that we keep learning over the years and apply it to your lives so that you can have the retirement that you've dreamed of. You've worked all these years. Why would you not have put yourself in the best position? So it just made me realize sometimes anyone in business can get feel like they're doing a good thing. And it just made me step back and realize it's not about us. It's about all the folks that we've helped and all of you listening that need good, solid advice.
Yeah. And it's funny, kind of as a sidebar to that, a lot of the people that we do work with are small business owners, people mm-hmm. that have taken a leap of faith and went out and really put themselves forward and have started their own small business similar to us three. And they've created retirement plans for their employees and things along those lines. And one of the things I've realized over the past, three, 4 years as we've looked at these retirement plans and started to do them ourselves is the amount of fees that people are typically paying in these retirement accounts, and these small
specifically 401ks,
exactly. And these small business owners, they know how to do what they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they've met this individual or this company, and this company's helped them establish this retirement plan for their employees. But are you getting the best deal? We work with a company down the Cape. It's a consulting company, and we did an analysis on their 401k. So they started this consulting company. They got about 25 employees. These employees rely on them to provide them kind of the best deal, I guess, going forward.
Sure.
So we did this analysis on their 401k program, and we came to realize they were paying, about $30,000 in fees that they didn't even know that they were paying.
$30,000. And that was divided up, because I know I worked on this case with you. That was divided up on all the employees. So these hardworking employees making decent money, but nothing too crazy. And each one of them was paying a few thousand dollars extra per year.
Yeah. Wow. So what does that do? Well, it takes away from their contributions in a offsetting way. And it also can hurt your return. And I think one of the main things that could kill potential retirement plans or, retirement account balances is excessive fees. So, we never really bring this up on the show, but one of the things I have been telling a lot of the small business owners that I work with is, let us do a fee analysis. Let us just see where you are so you can make sure. Because, there's been times where we've looked at these programs and they've been fine. Congratulations. You're doing a great job. You're offering what I think is the best for your employees. And then there's other times where we're kind of going in and cleaning up the mess, for mm-hmm. lack of a better way of putting it. And I would encourage all the small business owners out there that are listening right now, take a few minutes, take some time, pick up the phone and call us So then we can do an analysis for you just so you know you're doing the best for your employees.
Yeah, good point, Keith. If you're a small business owner and you want to have an analysis to make sure you're maximizing return and minimizing fees for your employees, obviously they rely on you for that. Pick up the phone and give us a call. We'll be happy to do that. Or if you're a regular investor and you maybe you're paying high fees inside your mutual funds that you don't know about, we're happy to run an analysis. All you have to do is give us a call. Pick up the phone now and call 800-227-7777. Just say you want a fee analysis on your retirement plan. Again, 800-227-7777. Or go to our website at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to be joined by attorney Keith McManus, and we're going to discuss the importance of having all of your financial professionals working together and on the same page for your behalf. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Can you imagine trying to build a house with only a hammer? Of course not. So how could you possibly build a retirement plan without having all the tools? Hi, this is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, to make sure you know that not all financial advisors are the same. At SHP Financial, we are fiduciaries who are required to act in your best interest. But what really makes us different is all the tools that we bring to the table to create solid retirement plans. As an independent firm, we aren't beholden to a big Wall Street bank or insurance company like some advisors. Stop working with people that are only trying to sell you annuities or only offer investment advice. At SHP Financial, you'll get a full retirement plan that covers income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning all in one place. Call us today, 800-227-7777, to schedule a complimentary financial review. That's 800-227-7777, or visit us at shpfinancial.com.
Why do so many people have trusts for their families? Do I need one, and what exactly can it do for me?
How will my son legally make healthcare and financial decisions for me if I'm not well?
What is the estate tax? And how can I minimize what my family has to pay?
How do I protect my children from lawsuits or divorce?
When you think about the comfort and security of your loved ones, there are so many questions that the whole thing can seem overwhelming. I'm attorney Keith McManus. At McManus Estate Planning, we'll walk you through each step of our dedicated process and address all of your concerns. Then, we create a complete and detailed plan specifically for you. We're committed to carrying out your wishes and protecting your family from the courts, liens, and the tax collector. You see, estate planning isn't just something we do, it's the only thing we do. When you're ready to start planning for the future, call McManus Estate Planning at 508-778-8855 or visit McManusEstatePlan.com.
My dad planned ahead, so his assets were transferred after he passed, just the way he wanted.
I gave power of attorney to my daughter, and now I know that someone I trust will be making decisions when I can't.
The plan we created ensured that our family would avoid having to go to probate court to get their inheritance.
We set up a trust so that our son would be protected if he got divorced.
Careful estate planning is the best way to guarantee that your wishes are carried out to benefit your loved ones. I'm attorney Keith McManus. At McManus Estate Planning, we're committed to safeguarding your assets for your family's well-being. We'll take you through our dedicated process so you can feel secure about the future. The most important thing is to prepare a complete and detailed estate plan specifically for you. Because estate planning isn't just something we do, it's the only thing we do. When you're ready to start planning for the future, call McManus Estate Planning at 508-778-8855 or visit McManusEstatePlan.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So I want to ask you, if you're listening, when you're building a retirement plan, is your goal to go to one shop for your income plan, another investment firm for your investment plan, go to an attorney for your estate plan? No one's really talking to each other and everyone kind of has an idea what the other one's doing, but it's not a fluid situation. Or do you want a retirement roadmap The only place you can get a retirement or an SHP retirement roadmap that I know of is here at SHP Financial, and we work alongside the attorney Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning, who helps us with the legacy piece, some of the tax planning pieces. So before I start going too further down this hole, Keith, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Derek. Thanks for inviting me here.
Thanks for coming on the show. You always hear good stuff from the listeners. They appreciate all your wisdom and advice over the years, so we appreciate it. And to continue that, like I was mentioning before, if I'm a listener, if I'm someone listening to this show right now, I don't have time to go to 15 different places and hope that they're all on the same page to build my retirement plan. You have one company that says, we're going to sell you an annuity. Another company, we're going to put you in the market. Another company, we're going to sell you a trust. It's all about sell, sell, sell. We want to provide a consultative planning firm, which we've done since 2003, that looks at all areas of retirement, income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy, all under one roof. And so I think our clients appreciate that. And so in your field, Keith, I know you see a lot of clients, whether it's from your workshops or from the radio show. When they first come to you, do most people have some sort of estate plan? Maybe it's 20 years old, 10 years. Is it a normal situation to have an estate
plan?
Yeah,
about not normally. The majority of people don't have no planning whatsoever. Nothing. I'd say there is a percentage of people that have some documents, and they're usually documents that are expired or documents that have outgrown their usefulness because nobody's looked at them. They've been with financial advisors for years. The financial advisors never thought to take a look at the estate plans that for their clients. They're not asking the salient questions to find out if they need proper estate planning.
I had someone that heard us on the radio show for many years. They came in. They were from like Middleborough Lakeville area, which is kind of near my hometown. Mm-hmm. And they had about $1 million that they had saved up. Mm-hmm. Really good people. But we asked questions, not only on when we're sitting down with a client, we're fact-finding and having that exploratory meeting on all things. So we're asking about what their income goal is, how much do they have coming in from Social Security, pension, what's your investment goal, taxes. We got to legacy planning. I said, what is your estate plan? And they had $1 million. Yeah. They had property worth another $1 million. So
oh, my gosh.
$2 million estate. Yeah. I said, we did a will in 2000.
Oh.
And so I said, this is how we try to solve these problems. I said, before we meet and have our next meeting, you need to schedule a meeting. I think I got them on the phone with your office away. Like, we need to schedule a meeting with Attorney McManus and his team because this is a big hole you have in your situation.
It's a major problem.
And they said one of their children was very, very reliable and, you know, they wouldn't be concerned at all. And the other one, they're petrified if they pass away and they get everything in a lump sum.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of issues there.
Oh.
And so let's say someone sets up the trust plan. They have a trust in place. They have a will, healthcare proxy, mm-hmm. durable power of attorney. They build an estate plan. Great job. Then what?
So first of all, we would first intake that client and double check all the documents, see what we can salvage, if anything. One thing that's extremely important for a listener to know is that not all trusts are the same. Not all estate plans are the same. These are not templates where, you know, some attorney's just writing your name at the top of it. These things need to be custom drafted depending on the circumstances. And they're very involved documents, but it's a quick and easily and relatively pain-free process. So I'd meet with that client and we'd intake them as if they had no plan whatsoever, and then compare them against the documents to see if anything could be, if any trusts could be restated and improved, or if we'd be creating new documents. Most of the plans are based around trusts. Now, once someone has an updated estate plan, you know, through McManus Estate Planning, and SHP is there to help guide them along, the years are going to start passing by.
Yep.
They're going to then need a service like SHP where they've got a roadmap so that they're being checked on. So they're checking back in, and so their advisors are talking to each other. That's very rare to see. Well, like you said, most of the time people have a CPA in one corner, they get their financial person in another, they've got the estate planner who doesn't know the other two, and they need to have everybody in that same team for things to work.
Well, that's why I'm going to, you know, warn the clients of warn the listeners of a nerd alert, because I'm about to go really nerdy. But I really love the way since, you know, our whole goal when we met many years ago, and even since we opened our doors at SHP in 2003, was to provide good value. And I really love the fact that when someone sits down with us and we build them a plan, they know we have some, obviously, as you know, we have a form that the client has to sign that allows us to talk to each other. Mm-hmm. But as things go on, let's say 2 or 3 years go down the road, they have a grandchild, there's a special needs situation, whatever it is, it's not like they're seeing you once and then like, all right, see you in 40 years.
Right.
Maybe they don't need to see you for a while, but as things change, it's our job at SHP Financial, when we're sitting down with our clients each and every year, what has changed in your situation? Has anything changed? Because sometimes if there's a situation that seems warranted, we're going to say, all right, you need to go sit that back down with Attorney McManus at McManus Estate Planning, tell his team what's happened, and there might need to be some adjustments within your plan based on this new situation that we've uncovered.
One other thing we recommend, Derek, that I find is very rare, is to have a family meeting. So this is optional. We don't charge for this. But after people have created an estate plan, it takes so much emotion and helps make people feel better. It improves family harmony. After you've got the documents, we'd like to sit back down with you and your beneficiaries and discuss what we've just set up, the fact that we've solved a major problem, how things are going to look if someone's health changes, if they develop a chronic illness or injury or eventually pass away. And it's a tremendous gift you can give your beneficiaries that you've done this planning, you've done the estate planning piece, you've done the financial planning piece. We've got an SHP person there. We've got a McManus estate planning person. It's going to be smooth as silk when someone passes. And it's a great gift because the people that are there in the room, everyone's still alive and well. And you know, then the bunch of them can go have lunch or something after, and it's a positive experience, as opposed to us meeting them after the clients have died for the first time. And there's a tremendous amount of apprehension, anxiety. Did my folks set this up right? You know, we're going to have to pay a big, you know, check to the government for taxes. You know, what's going to happen to this special needs person? You know, all of that. We can dissolve all of those fears.
And a lot, we've done that multiple times, obviously, with clients. You and I have been in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't have to share how much money you have in the account.
No.
It's not about that. It's not about, hey, they have $3 million in this policy that you're going to get, and they have $100,000 in this account. So it's really about, okay, here's the plan that we set up. Your parents have accounts with us. We're managing them. We're building them a plan for income, investments. We're trying to minimize taxes. We're doing everything in our power to maximize their plan for their retirement roadmap. Also, Attorney McManus was brought in because he set up this trust that's, here's what it's going to do. So if this happens, then this is what happens. And this is why we did it. And here's the goal of the trust. Not talking about financials, but think about how that family feels and the confidence that they have when they leave that meeting, and the clients, the confidence that our clients have, knowing that if things happen, they can enjoy. You can go do what it is you want to do to have the retirement that you dreamed of. You just need to check in with us a couple times a year during our reviews. And if we see something, we uncover it, we'll make sure you get to the right place. If it's updating your estate plan, great. We work alongside Attorney McManus, and everyone is talking to each other on your behalf. If you don't have that and you want to learn more, pick up the phone right now. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. Keith McManus also has upcoming workshops. The next one is filled, but in the next month or so, he has a couple other events if you want to see if there's space available. Feel free to give us a call. 800-227-7777. Just say you want to either speak to Attorney McManus, book a consultation, or go to one of his events. We'll be happy to fill you in. 800-227-7777. We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, the number one rule to retire and stay retired. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
This is Derek Gregoire from SHP Financial, here to talk to you about your grocery list. When most people go to the supermarket, they know the nutritional content and the cost of the items they put in their cart. My two favorites are ice cream and ribeye, but living on ice cream alone would be pretty risky for my health, and living on ribeye would be pretty tough on my wallet. That's why we make informed decisions and limit foods that won't put our health or budget at risk. But when it comes to investments, most people couldn't tell you which ones are risky or if they are paying extra hidden fees. So if you'd like to know the real risk level and fees of your investments, give SHP Financial a call at 800-227-7777. You may be surprised to find out how much in fees you're actually paying. What would potentially saving thousands of dollars mean to you? Let SHP put your financial shopping cart in order. Call now, 800-227-7777, for a complimentary risk and fee analysis. That's 800-227-7777 or online at shpfinancial.com.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we like to think every segment and every topic that we bring up is important. But I think this one is one of the ones that if you miss some of the other ones and you missed part of our show, I really believe that this might be one of the more important segments that we can bring up to give to educate you on the best way to retire, and not only retire, but stay retired. Matt and I and Keith, we came from the industry, the financial planning industry, many, many years ago before we started our own company in 2003. And we know what goes on there. We know what goes on out in the real world and these wirehouses and a lot of these other companies. It's such a strong lack of planning. And so we're going to break this down for you in simple terms. But when it comes to having, staying retired and retiring, it's all about having an income plan. And what that means is that you have a plan that we can show you on paper that shows you where your income's coming from year after year to cover your needs, increasing with inflation. And it's going to be there for the rest of your life. And guess what? It's not something you set it and forget it. When we meet with our clients every single year, we usually meet with clients 2-3 times a year. On our annual reviews, we update their income plan every year. Has anything changed? What would happen if we needed more or less income? What would that look like from a bottom line standpoint? So we're going to break this down, but it's so important with the market being at all-time highs. I can remember this exact situation going on 10 years ago around 2007. People, you get comfortable. You're probably sitting right now, you know, my market's at an all-time high. My 401k and IRAs are way up. Why would I make any changes? My advisor's making me money hand over fist. Trust me, I've seen this before. We've been through this before. The last thing that you want to do is retire and have to go back to work, because we've seen it happen before.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, Derek, just because we talked about that on the initial segment. You know, I had a family and a client come in, and it was... She was so concerned about that. I mean, I can't stress that enough. I mean, she had sort of a dual concerns. I mean, you know, she was working for a local utility and was approaching retirement. And she had also had a very difficult time with her mother. You know, her mom, her dad had died young, and then her mom was basically a single mom, you know, raising her and her siblings. And so she saw her mom struggle, and then she never wanted to be in that position. And then now she's young. She's like, you know, 57, 58, and it's just, you know, terrified that if she were to retire, that, you know, something's going to go wrong or whatever that may be. And then next thing you know, she's going to have to go back to work. And she doesn't like the work she's doing right now. You know, she's looking to get out of there and stay out of there and stay retired. And the only thing that I was able to convince her, or the number one tool or instrument to show her that, look, everything is going to be okay, is having that plan, you know, having to show her, say, okay, we're going to leave X amount of dollars in safety, or i.e. money in cash in case an emergency happens, or you need renovations or a new kitchen or a roof or whatever it is. And then here, you know, combined between your income plan, your Social Security, your pension, you know, we use some fixed annuities in that situation because she didn't really want to take any risk whatsoever. And by combining those three areas, I was able to show her that, okay, let's just say half of your money just was lost to the market, your situation doesn't change.
Exactly.
And so what that meant to her was that she never had to go back to work. She yep. knew confidently that she never had to go back and go back to her old boss and, you know, have that awkward conversation. So it was great to be able to overcome what was a very, very big concern for her.
But do you know if you can retire? If you're listening right now, do you know if you can retire and stay retired? My guess is a lot of you might not, because we see people that listen to this show each and every week that come into our offices, and That's their number one concern. And the scary part is the market's been an all-time high, so their accounts look great. Things look great right now. And what I always ask people is, what are your, you know, how much do you need to cover? And can you, and what I tell them is yes or no, you can retire. But I tell them, are you willing to take maybe some of your money, have less upside, knowing that there's no downside market risk? That's my first question. So if you have a portion of your money that's designed maybe to not make as much when the market goes up, but doesn't go down when the market goes down, is that okay? You can still have your long-term growth bucket, but you need to, in my opinion, you need to have some place to go that's safer than the market and more reliable so that you can draw income off of it. And so what I tell my clients is if we build a plan right now, you can retire without any problem. No, it's very easy. Is it worth taking the same risk you're taking right now in the market to maybe make an extra $100,000, $200,000 with the risk of not being able to retire when we can hit a button in a sense and build you a plan where you can retire right now?
Well, I think one of the things you touched on earlier is complacency. You look on your iPhone, you go on the market app and all you see is green, green, green basically almost every day, right? It's kind of you just keep going, you know, you're just like, okay, what do I need to do? I don't need to do anything. I don't need to change anything. But I remember back in 07, I was meeting with an individual. He heard us on the radio. He was working with another advisor at the time, and he was about to go through this huge transition in life called retirement. You know, he's about to, hang up the work boots and, you know, retire. And he did a pretty good job saving at about $1.5 million. And what he needed beyond his Social Security at the time was about $72,000 a year to live on, right? And he, unfortunately, didn't take the advice. He stayed with the advisor. The advisor did not build him any type of plan, any type of income strategy. He had no idea. He was really focused on the investment side of things, which is something we do as well. But our belief is you need a full plan. And unfortunately, obviously, we know what happened in 2007 into 2008. The market went down. Well, think about that. If you have $1.5 million, you need $72,000 a year. You know, that's, I guess, okay. That seems to be
pretty reasonable.
Pretty reasonable. But now think about what happened in 08, and now your accounts are worth $900,000, because this is what happened to this gentleman.
$600,000 loss.
And now you need that same $72,000.
It's almost 10%.
Well, guess what? You know, he's back at work. You know, he was back at work for about another 5, 6, 7 years at that point, putting on his boots every morning, driving into Boston, Man. Sitting through all that traffic, all because two things. One, he didn't have an income plan or a strategy designed to get him through retirement like Matt's client that he just explained. And two, just sheer complacency. You know, the market's hitting all-time highs back then every day too. You know, it's kind of like where we are right now. So I don't say this to scare people. I just say this to those people getting ready to retire, take the time,
exactly.
Do the planning, come in, sit down. I think it's very, very important. You know, what is the rule? Buy low, sell high. Well, where are we? Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And folks, I mean, that's an awesome point, Keith, in terms of like just saying, if you get complacent, it could mean having to go back to work. It could mean not being able to retire. It could mean, like, we have a lot of clients, when we build them income plans, that gives them the confidence. We have a client that takes a trip to Italy to see their family every year. And they know that. That's built in. That gives them the ability to see grandchildren, whatever it is you want to do. But I feel like I'm feeling like, you know, back 10 years ago in 2007, everyone's complacent. Everything seems to be going fine. We're not saying the world's going to end and the market's going to drop. We're not saying that. But we know what's going to happen. And if you don't have enough at some point, and if you don't have enough money set aside to cover your living needs, to cover your safety bucket, to cover that income, to cover you for the rest of your life, you could be in a position where you could lose money and you could have to go back to work or maybe stay working longer than you want to. And I know from anyone that I talk to that comes into our office, and I know a lot of you listening, that is not what you want to do. We're lucky enough. We've been fortunate to have this company we're in our 15th year now. We're not here desperately looking to take new clients on. We can't even take everyone on that comes to see us. But for those who are serious and really want some help, those are the folks we want to help. We want to put a plan together that you can retire, stay retired, and not have to worry about all these things that could go wrong with your plan. So while we are very busy in our offices, we have set aside 5 appointments just for you to sit down with us to see what a plan could look like to get you to and through retirement. Our number to do so is 800-227-7777. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. Again, that's 800-227-7777. Or you can go to our website at shpfinancial.com. When we get back, we're going to discuss active versus passive management in our weekly market report.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
My wife and I thought we had a plan for the future. Hi, I'm Mike Ryan. I'm from Harwich. So many, many things that are involved in estate planning that we really didn't know were part of it until we met with Keith, and he helped us put together a plan.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
Now that we have a plan, my mind rests easy knowing that our future is secure, our daughter's is.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, or visit CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
We've all heard the expression, expect the unexpected, and that's true in life. But when it comes to your retirement savings, we prefer to say expect the expected. This is Derek Gregoire from SHP Financial. Our strategies as a retirement planning firm are designed to minimize risk in your changing world and develop predictable income plans. Our team works with families to help them take on the unexpected things in life that shouldn't be all that unexpected. At SHP Financial, we can't predict the future, but we can give you a pretty good idea of what you might expect in your retirement. Call us today at 800-227-7777 for a complete retirement roadmap review, and we'll help you prepare for the retirement that you expect. That's 800-227-7777, 800-227-7777, or visit us online at shpfinancial.com.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So we're going to get into our weekly market report and discuss the difference between active and passive management. But before we do, I want to let you know we have a couple of live events coming up, but they are starting to fill up. So for those listening who want to come out, get to know us a little bit better, we're having a couple of events, Tuesday, October 17th and Thursday, October 19th, right in the building that our Woburn office is in. So I'm not sure if you know where Strega Prime is. It's in Woburn. Our offices are right above there. But we have two dinners. We're going to do a presentation and really talk about all things are about our retirement roadmap, as well as what you want to talk about. What is it that concerns you for retirement? What keeps you up at night? We're going to discuss this and share dinner Tuesday, October 17th or Thursday, October 19th. You can only pick one. But if you want to sign up, go to shpworkshops.com. Again, to sign up for the event, it's shpworkshops.com. So Matt, we talked last week about a couple different areas of the market that were, you know, we get a lot of different questions on, you know, what's the difference between this and that and mm-hmm. a zero coupon bond and yes. some technical stuff. And so this week, the question really that we want to address is the difference between passive and active management.
Absolutely. And so we sort of titled it the death of active management because the argument between active and passive management is one that never seems to get old for the financial media. It's almost like, you know, when the talking heads are out there, they're saying, okay, you're either an active guy or a passive guy and there's nothing in between.
Yeah.
In other words, you're either a Red Sox fan or a Yankees fan and that's it. You know, you're in one tribe or the other tribe and there's nowhere in between.
So can't both be good.
Well, that's the thing. And I'll sort of get to that. But how
Sorry,
that kind of works.
Stealing the thunder, as always.
But it's true. It's just more that you hear about it a lot because of that type of mentality that you're either one or the other. So I want to kind of go back to explain what active investing is, what passive investing is, and why we're hearing more and more about it. So active investing is attempting to beat an index or to mitigate a risk, you know, meaning that, like, for example, a manager aiming to beat the S&P 500 may own more healthcare stocks than in the index if he or she felt that it was an attractive sector, you know, while another manager might be, you know, maybe shifting to bonds if they see a recession on the horizon and things along those lines. So kind of like really targeting individual sectors or bonds or safety or flight to safety if in effect. That's what they expect. Whereas a passive investing is the exact opposite. When an investor goes passive, they buy an index fund or a group of funds and stick to that allocation at all. It's kind of like much more of a buy and hold or true buy and hold strategy. And now if I'm going to do the buy and hold, I'm going to buy the entire index. Now, here's why it's been, you know, earning more and more airtime and why we're talking about it as well, is that since about 2006, there has been a significant outflow of money from the active managers. I mean, there's been a very, very strong tendency away from active managers because, frankly, they were not consistently beating the market. You know, so they were trying to beat the index, but they would be very, very inconsistent in doing so. And so at the same time that there's inconsistencies happening with active management, now there is a much bigger focus on fees, and we talk about it all the time. And so people are saying, like, okay, why am I paying extra if I'm not necessarily beating the market in general? At the same time, let me introduce you to a man named John Bogle at Vanguard Investing, who just truly advocated the passive investing for, created the index fund and really made sure, okay, you know, and created the idea of passive management. Okay, two things. Number one is that no matter what happens, and people are always saying like, oh, no one will ever pay for active managers anymore. Personally, I don't believe that, because if this trend towards passive investing continues to continues on, now everyone's buying the index. When you do buy the index, you're buying some of the stuff that's overvalued, but also some of the stuff that's undervalued as well. So, yep. So you're getting a little bit of a mix of both. If more people are doing that, then more people are potentially getting into the overvalued, where if you are an active manager, you should be having more opportunities now than you would have beforehand, because now it's now everyone's kind of following the herd, and you should, if you are a good stock picker, you should be able to find some gems that are there.
Well, in 2008, Matt, when the market had that such a huge drop, I think it depends on the time that you're in. Passive investing from 2009 to now has been a great way to go, because it didn't really matter what you own. You kind of just rode the market up, and there was no point in paying for extra management to try to outperform areas because everything was so far down.
And it's so true. It's just that's what we kind of refer to as a cycle. Everything is cyclical, whether it's just the business cycle or whether it's this whole idea of passive versus active management. It's all cyclical in the sense that certain times active management will do better and other times passive management will do better, mm-hmm. which is why, in our opinion, it's not this Yankees Red Sox thing. I mean, in our opinion, it's okay. Number one, what's better for you personally? And everyone's individual, and everyone has to make their own individual decisions. But at the same time, it's okay to have a blend, if you want to. Or it's okay to, if you are going to do the S&P 500 index, okay, make sure you have a multiple of indexes in there in a diversified portfolio. Or, there's plenty of good active managers out there as well.
Yeah.
And they should, hopefully, in certain cycles, do better.
Yes.
So, as I mentioned, it's not just black and white. There's plenty of gray, and it's just great to talk about it. And unfortunately, there'll be more talk about it forever.
Yeah, so we did there's a full report on this in our weekly market report. If you want to get on our report, we send the weekly report every Sunday, and we have a thought of the week. And this week, it was obviously called The Death of Active Management that we just discussed here. If you want the full details, log on to our website, shpfinancial.com. If you go to newsletter, sign up, you can put your email in and receive this email each and every Sunday morning about different areas of the market. So we urge you to do that. Keith, earlier, you were talking about, if you want to go back early, about as we're talking stock market and 401ks and active versus passive management, a 401k and a 401k plan, I've also seen a lot more of those plans start going more passive because most people that are contributing might have many years, and they're always putting money in at different times.
Exactly. And again, one of the things that we kind of hone in on when we look at these 401k plans, especially for small business owners, is, what are your options? What are the fees that you're paying? So is the 401k structured correctly for you as the business owner?
Yeah.
Are there any other ways to maximize contributions that aren't being discussed with you? So, one of the things that we've been doing quite a bit for a lot of our clients that come in that are small business owners or people that come in, they've heard us on the radio or come to some of our live events that have taken the leap and become small business owners is, like I said, what we do is we do a 401k analysis, kind of give them, hey, look, let's look at everything. Let's look at what's available to you. Let's look at the fees you're paying, making sure your employers are in the right place. And I think one of the things that makes us a little bit different, I think our clients would attest to this, especially the clients that that we are managing their 401k plans for them, is that we're a little bit more hands-on, where we actually go in, sit down, and educate the employees about their options, mm-hmm. what it is that we're trying to do for them, and then making sure that, you know, they understand why they're making these contributions, what these contributions mean to them later on in life, and why it's so important to take advantage of, you know, putting money into this now, matches, just everything, kind of soup to nuts, and really get into the nitty gritty with each one of these employees. And trust me, these people appreciate it. And it makes, I think, our business owners shine in their employees' eyes, because now they're like, okay, well, this actually means something to me. You know what I mean?
They're spending time to care about their employees.
Exactly.
And so if you're listening, if you're a small business owner and you have a retirement plan, or maybe you're looking to set one up, that's something we can help you with. Again, call our number, 800-227-7777, or go to shpfinancial.com. That's 800-227-7777, or shpfinancial.com. We'll be right back with our top three takeaways from today's show. You're listening to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
If you're getting ready to retire, chances are you entered the workforce over 30 years ago. A lot has changed since then, and you can expect at least as much change over your next 30 years. This is Certified Financial Planner Matthew Peck from SHP Financial, co-host of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, heard right here every weekend. Our team helps people transition their finances from work to retirement. Since our focus is on retirement, we're familiar with life's curves as you age, and we can help you prepare for them. That's why we say, expect the expected. Our goal is to minimize risk and develop predictable lifelong income plans to hedge for what life brings at you. Give us a call today at 800-227-7777 for a retirement roadmap review, and we'll help you prepare for the retirement that you expect and deserve. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or visit us online at shpfinancial.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
Have you ever watched a game show where someone has to answer questions under pressure and decide to risk all their winnings or cash out? Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, co-founder of SHP Financial. When it comes to planning for your retirement, that's a game we don't want you to play, especially near retirement and while the market's near all-time highs. So give us a call today at 800-227-7777 for a complimentary risk analysis and retirement planning session. We'll get a good understanding of your current strategy, your goals, and risk tolerance. Then we'll shape a plan for you that can grow your nest egg without feeling like you're risking it with the, quote, wrong decision. So make sure to call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777 for your complimentary risk analysis and retirement planning session. It will take about an hour, but just could change your life. Call 800-227-7777 or visit us at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we're going to get right into this last segment here, and we want to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show and what we think are the most important areas for you to remember that you can apply to your own situation. So, right, I'm going to get right into it with Matt. What's your number one takeaway?
Guys, I just want to kind of go back to that 401k conversation that we had a couple times. And I pointed out only because, you know, we really spoke a lot about it today, but in the past, we haven't really brought it up. And, you know, I really wanted to reiterate the fact that we help out, you know, small business employees with their 401k management. And it was something, Keith, that you had mentioned too about helping out not just the employer, you know, making sure that they're running a great plan for themselves and for their own retirement, but then for all the employees, you know, spending the time with them coaching them on their own financial planning, you know, teaching them the fundamentals. I mean, not only does the employer end up having a low-priced, very cost-effective plan, but they have employees that really, really appreciate what the boss is trying to do for them and to coach them up. So that 401k service, I highly recommend people take advantage
take
of.
Take time to get your 401k analyzed to make sure you're maximizing it and minimizing fees. Keith, what's your number one takeaway?
I think it goes back to what Attorney McManus was talking about in that segment, and that's having, you know, kind of all the people, all your professionals working together.
You know, it's like a family office.
Exactly. It's so important to make sure that your advisor, your attorney, your accountant are all on the same page. So many times we see people come in and they have a trust, they have an advisor, then the advisor doesn't even know how to execute the trust, or the trust isn't even funded. Or, you know, God forbid something were to happen to that family, does the advisor know how to set up the ongoing trusts? And are they maximizing your taxes? So it's so, so important to have, like, almost that, like you said, that family office atmosphere where you have the attorney, the accountant, and the advisor working together on your behalf.
And ongoing, which is, that's something that we strive to create for our clients. Those are really good points by Keith and Matt. And I think this, my last takeaway from my own point of view on this show, is something that could be the difference between success and failure in your retirement. And it's really one of the reasons I come to work every day to work for my clients. And that's, put yourself in this frame of mind. If you can just think real quick about what it is you do every day, getting up early or working night shifts, driving into your office, driving into work every single day to sacrifice all that time so that you can retire. Now imagine not being able to retire, or imagine retiring and then having to go back and do that again. That is not where you want to end up, folks. And too many people, like we mentioned earlier in the show, are complacent right now. Market's at an all-time high, so no one thinks it's important to build a proper income plan to get you through the rest of your life. An income plan is designed to give you the exact retirement you want. Take that trip every year, visit your grandkids, whatever it is that you want to do. The idea is we'll help you build it and construct it so you can have the confidence as you enter retirement. You've worked your entire life to get to this point. You've sacrificed so much. The last thing you want to do is risk it on some ridiculous market drop that may or may not happen. It's not worth the chance, folks. So we urge you, we have set aside 5 appointments just for you to come in, sit down with us, and see what a plan would look like for your situation. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. All you have to do is call 800-227-7777. Say you want to lock down one of the 5 appointments available. Again, 800-227-7777, or go to our website, shpfinancial.com. Thank you so much for your support, and we look forward to talking to you again next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.